我很高兴再有机会到这里来和弟兄姊妹在这里一同追求。
I'm really so glad that again I can be present among you and together with you we can study more.
我想弟兄姊妹都知道，我们这一次的聚集乃是一种训练性的聚集。
I think all familiar, you are familiar with this, the purpose of this meeting. We are here to study.
去年我到香港去的时候
，Last year when I was in Hong Kong,
特为到华佛中心去看王永信牧师。
And I especially go to that Chinese Congress, Evangelical Congress, and to see Pastor Wang.
王弟兄给我看一个的统计表格。
And brother, let me see a kind of statistics.
全世界今天中国的基督徒有多少？中国的教会有多少
？It was the statistics on how many churches and how many Christians are there world over.
中国的传道人有多少
？And how many Chinese ministers are?
再有在神学院和训练所受训预备做传道的人有多少
？And how many students are in Bible colleges or seminaries or in any training institution?
他只给我看见很惊讶的一件事。
Then he gave me a kind of surprise by showing me that kind of statistics.
中国基督徒的人数是继续的增加。
You know, the Chinese Christians are really increasing in number.
但是现在在神学院和训练所受训的那一些传道人
，But actually are present in the training in the biblical college or seminaries.
如果按照次序毕业的话
，If they can graduate according to their session,
他们就加入在那些传道人的行列的里面。
Suppose they can go into the ranks and follow ministers.
但这一些的人数还比不上退休和死掉的传道人。
And the number of these new members will not be comparable to those who are to retire or who are even too old and some might maybe die.
这是给我们看见中国基督徒增加了，但是传道人的比例越过越减少。
Now there is a fact that the number of Chinese Christians is increasing, but the numbers of Chinese ministers and preachers are not to cope with that number.
所以，如果主来的迟的话，这是一件非常严重的现象。
So suppose the Lord Jesus tarries a little while, I think this is a very grievous, very grave problem.
所以，在我的里面有两个感动。
That's why in my mind, I was moved to have two feelings.
一个感动呢是真是求主呼召一帮青年人来侍奉主。
The first feeling was I really asked the Lord to touch and to lay on the hearts of those new, young members, young Christians to come and be trained.
那一些呢是全世界来做传道人的。
And this kind of training will prepare them to be a full-time minister.
但是另外一方面，有人没有主的呼召，却也在侍奉中间能够积极上的摆上。
And on the other part, maybe some are not able to do this full-time serve, but still they have a heart to serve the Lord. They can be trained too.
我相信在最近几年中国的基督徒中间。
And I believe that among Chinese Christians this year,
有一个观念是已经改正过来了。
One concept has been really corrected now.
就是教会的侍奉并不是单单推在少数传道人身上。
And that is the fact that the ministry of the church is not to be laid exclusively on ministers or preachers alone.
每一个基督徒都是做祭司，都在神面前侍奉的。
But every and each Christian should be priest and should be minister before God.
这个观念是很好。
Now this concept is very accurate.
但是有一件很现实的事。
You know, there's one thing very realistic.
一个人如果在神面前没有好的追求，或者没有受过训练，他怎么能够侍奉主呢
？Now, if one does not pursue or study well in the sight of God, how can he be used by God?
一个人在神面前的光景。
You know how a man stand in the sight of God.
必须一面有圣灵常常充满他，他变成在神面前个活的人。
On the one hand, he must be filled with the Holy Spirit constantly, so that he really very much alive.
但是第二方面，他必须在生命上有了学习，有了长进。
And on the other hand, in his spiritual life, he must have study and he must increase in knowledge.
如果一个人的生命上没有学习，没有长进的话，只在圣灵里头喊喊叫叫，那是不够的。
If one does not increase in his spiritual status, and he can only enthusiastic and just just cry out, yell out, that will not do anything.
而在生命上的长进必须是借着对着神话语的认识。
And when we say spiritual growth, the growth in life must be based on the word of God.
也借着个人活在神面前灵命的经历。
And also through the spiritual communion of that person or that individual with God.
神在我们上的带领绝对是有系统性的。
No, God's leading upon us is really systematic.
神创造宇宙万有的非常周密的有系统性。
Because when God created the world was in order and with system.
神在我们身上的经历上的带领，知识上的栽培，也绝对是有系统性的。
And also the guidance of God upon our spiritual life, and also the increase of our knowledge is according to order and systematic.
一个人如果个人在神面前的生活与读圣经仅仅是零碎的感动，他绝不能够在神面前成为一个有用的器皿。
Now suppose a man he studies the Bible, but his feeling is only fragmentary, or whatever thing gets his only part, then he cannot have that real deep experience.
这是非常确定的事实。
I say this is very definite.
但是要有这一件事情成功。
But in order to achieve this purpose,
这不过必须要有一些机会，基督徒在神面前受到一些训练。
There must be some kind of opportunity. The Christian must have a disciplined training in the sight of God.
这以往有好多基督徒成为听道的专家。
Now, in the past, we should say that many Christians just hear us only.
听人讲到的圣经一读就知道你讲什么道了。
See, he can listen to any preacher and say whatever the preacher opened the mouth, he will say, well, I know what he's going to say next.
但是要他自己讲却讲不出来的。
But if he takes time to speak himself, then he cannot speak anything at all.
所以他在神面前没有太大的功用。
So that means this man cannot be so effective in the sight of God.
是为了这一个缘故，在教会的基督徒中间应该有一些的时间是一种受训练的时候。
So that's the reason why we deem it necessary that for Christians in the church there must be some time allotted for their training and disciplining.
就是为了这一个缘故，我们才有这一次三天的聚集。
And because of this person, that's why we have this 3 days training, intensive training.
主如果带领我们在这三天的里面，只能够注重到对神话语的一些认识。
Suppose God can only direct us so that during this 3 day session we can know how to base our faith on the word of God.
而我对着神的话，我们只能够来看摩西的五经。
So maybe among the word of God we can see the 5 books of Pentateuch of the Moses.
我们7次的时间没有办法把摩西五经好好的看过。
Now of course within 7 sessions we cannot study all.Moses' books in detail.
所以我就发一点的讲义给大家，盼望弟兄姊妹细节上的再仔细的去读。
That's why I hand you this lesson material to you so that you can study in detail.
我不过今天在跟大家开始一个起一个头。
But here I'm going to give you a brief introduction.
并且我是盼望我们弟兄姊妹不光在新约上花时间，以后也能从旧约中去花时间。
Also, it is my hope that brother and sister from now not only pay attention to the New Testament, but also you have to spend time studying and deeply into this Old Testament.
在今天北美一般查经班里面。
Now, all the Bible study groups here in North America.
平时读圣经大多是现在新约。
Usually, they just pay attention. They emphasize the New Testament.
但是旧约里头有非常丰富的宝藏，需要我们去发掘出来的。
But I tell you, there are many treasures hidden in the Old Testament. I want you to find out and dig out.
好多的人就是由于不知道旧约怎么读法。
Many people are just ignorant of how to go about studying the Old Testament.
所以常常读旧约觉得得不着帮助。
That's why whenever they read the Old Testament, they say they can't get any help.
所以我盼望能够先把摩西五经跟弟兄姊妹有一点扼要性的介绍。
So I think I should give you a brief information about the content of these 5 books of Moses.
盼望弟兄姊妹把摩西五经好好的读了。
So I want you to study.These 5 books of Moses.
以后你也会了解其他的旧约到底怎么读法。
And then you will know how to deal with the other books in the Old Testament.
关于整个的旧约圣经来说。
Now, when we mention this Old Testament, the whole portion of them.
我们圣经的里头呢是一卷一卷给它题目分开的。
Of course, in the Bible, we have one scripture after one scripture, and we can divide them according to their subject.
但是我们要知道，当初圣灵把这些的经卷编排在一起，是有它的意义的。
But I tell you, when the Holy Spirit moved upon this man of God and put all these scriptures together, there was a definite purpose.
犹太人把圣经旧约圣经分作三大类。
You know, the Jewish people, they classified this Old Testament in three parts.
头一个的大类就是摩西的五经。
The first great part is called Pentateuch of Moses.
第二个大类乃是先知书。
The second portion is the prophets.
第三个大类乃是圣言录。
And the third part is what we call the wisdom, the books of wisdom, or...Sacred Oracle.
今天我们普通就所谓的诗歌类的五卷。
Say we say Psalms or Proverbs and so on. All these five books.
你记得在路加福音二十四章，主耶稣对着以马忤两个门徒或者耶路撒冷的门徒来提的时候。
Do you remember after resurrection how Jesus dealt with these two disciples working on the Emmaus and also the rest of the disciples?
路加记载说，主耶稣从摩西的律法。诗篇上的话和先知书里面指着他自己的都向他们讲明。
The Bible said Jesus explained to them from the books of Moses and also from Psalms and also from the book of Proverbs whatever thing concerning himself, he taught all of them.
那是犹太人把旧约分作三大类。
So that we know, Jewish people classified this Old Testament in three parts.
摩西五经就是创世纪、出埃及记、利未记、民数记、生命记。
And when we say the Pentateuch, or the five books of Moses, that means Genesis, a book of Genesis, and Egypt, and Exodus, and Leviticus, and Numbers, and Deuteronomy.
而在旧约的里面，从约书亚记开始，一直到以斯帖，我们叫做历史书。
And again, from the book of Joshua to the book of Esther, we call that historical books.
从这种以赛亚开始，一直到马拉基，叫做先知书。
And starting from the book of Isaiah to Malachi, we call them the book of prophets.
犹太人把这两类的书合并在一起，称为先知书。
But Jewish people put together these two classes of books and call them merely books of the prophets.
另外第三类的就约伯记开始一直到雅各。
Now in the third portion there was a book starting from book of Job to Song of Songs.
约伯诗篇箴言传到雅各。
And we say Job and Psalm and Proverbs and Ecclesiastes and Songs.
对，这五卷的书一般说叫圣言录。
These five scriptures is commonly called oracle.
那么这是一般的那个分法。
Now I say this is general classification.
如果我们从它意义上来分的话
，But if according to their significance or their content,
我们会看见旧约一共是九个大的段落。
Then you know that in the Old Testament you can find out five.nine classifications.
这我在这里所写的只写七个。
Now, in here, I just write down seven of them.
创世纪第一章到十一章第九节是讲到七初的时代。
Now, starting the first chapter of Genesis through 11th chapter, verse 9, I call this the beginning period.
从神创造宇宙万物，一直等到他们到巴别的时候，造巴别城、巴别塔为止。
That was the time telling about how God created the world till the time they built the Tower of Babel and how they scattered.
然后从创世纪十一章第十节开始，就讲到亚伯拉罕。
Now, starting the 11th chapter, verse 10, is talked about.Abraham.
这一个的亚伯拉罕在接着以撒、雅各和约瑟，就成为以色列百姓中的立足。
And after Abraham came Isaac, and after him came Jacob, and they what Jewish people call their patriarchs.
我们常常知道亚伯拉罕是星星的祖宗。
We always say Abraham is the faith.Is the father of our faith.
亚伯拉罕乃是以色列百姓的立足。
And we say, Abraham was the forefather of Israel people.
在亚伯拉罕之前说到的人类，神因为他们几次的堕落，把他们放弃掉了。
And how about the people, before Abraham because they just sin over and over again and they cannot be helped. So
对着以色列百姓来说和我们今天信主的人来说，亚伯拉罕是我们头一个祖宗。
So in so far, Jewish people are concerned. Also, all the believers today are concerned. We just say Abraham is the father of our faith.
所以这就是立祖的时代。
So we call that the age of patriarchs.
一直到了第五十章，他们全部下到了埃及。
So all their story is told in the book of Genesis up to 50. At that time, all the people went down to Egypt.
然后第三个部分是从出埃及记开始，一直到了生命记的末了。
And in the third part, it's mentioned about what the book of Exodus told about until Deuteronomy.
这就是摩西的时代。
This is what we call the ages.
有的人就称为叫律法的时代。
Some people say this age of the law.
但是我愿意把它称种以色列族的形成。
But I think I want to give him a title called the age of the formation of Israelites.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各和约瑟不过是以色列祖宗的个人。
Now we say Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, or even Joseph, they are only four individuals within this whole group of Israelites.
但是等到摩西四十年的服事过了之后，他们就成为以色列的民族。
But after 40 years of ministry by Moses, then they were called Israelites, or the people of Israel.
我们今天会看见犹太人直到今天是非常团结的。
Now, even today we can notice this Jewish people are really united.
他们亡国了有两千多年，都离开了他们的本乡，流浪的世界的各地。
See, they have been without a country, they have been refugees for more than 2,000 years, but still they hold together.
但是他们一直是连接在一起的。
See, they held all together all along.
我不知道你们在 Cincinnati 碰的犹太人多不多。
I wonder how many Jewish people you meet in Cincinnati.
在纽约是太多了。
But in New York, we observe many of them.
你知道全美国犹太人的人口只有2%。
You know, in the whole America, there are only 2% of Jewish people out of this whole population.
但是美国主要的政治都在犹太人手里面。
But I tell you, all the political power is in the hands of Jews.
我们中国人到美国了，第三代就不承认是中国人了。
No, but how about the Chinese? When you come to America and up to the third generation, many won't call themselves Chinese anymore.
什么因素把犹太人连起来的？
But what factors held this Jewish together?
我们中国人连起来，主要是我们黄皮肤、血统关系。
Why we Chinese get together? Because we have the same skin. We have a yellow skin.
原来主要是借着儒家的思想。
Or sometimes we may get together because of Confucianism.
但这一些一到美国来了，一点都没有用了。
But as soon as these Chinese come out of America, all these things works, no,
你会看见在中国人中间没有一个因素把中国人连起来的。
So、you cannot find any factor whereby to unite all the Chinese together.
但是犹太人成为以色列的民族，它连接的因素非常的强。
But how about Jewish people? How these Israelites can get together? There are many factors.
它强的点在哪里
？And what is their strong point?
就是在摩西的服事。
That is because of the ministry of Moses.
按世界人的眼光来说，就是宗教的因素把犹太人连接起来的。
Now, in worldly saying, they will say that, well, this is the power of religion.
而这一辈犹太人能够因着这一个宗教关系连起来的话，里头有非常多的内容。
Now, if you can say that Jewish people can be united with the power of religion, there must be many workable factor.
这一些的内容就做四卷的圣经来讲明。
What is the content? What the significance? These book, four books tell them that is.
等到摩西带以色列百姓到了约旦河边了。
Now, till the time Moses led all the Israelites to the River Jordan.
他们还没有进到迦南地区。
They didn't get into Canaan yet.
但这一帮的民族是牢牢靠靠的组织起来了。
But at this time.These people, or I say their race, is really held together now.
有了这一个民族形成了之后，然后他们就攻取迦南地。
So, since their nation, their race is united in this way, that's why they could occupy, they can defeat the
约书亚记四世纪到路德记。
So this is told in the book of Joshua and the book of Judges and even in the book of Ruth.
经过了他们把迦南地成为他们的地图了之后
，and after they occupied Canaan and made Canaan their own land.
然后他们要建立以色列国。
Only after that they went to establish their country.
他们这里是以色列族。
Now, just now I said the nation of Israel, people of Israel.
所以从祖宗立祖到族再到国。
Now here's an order: forefathers to the race or nation, and then come to kingdom.
从这个族到国的时候要经过一个地。
Now for this nation or for this race to become a kingdom, they must have they have to possess.Land.
地不是主要的因素。
Of course, land itself is not a big factor.
但地不过是一个地方，好叫他们建立起一个以色列的国来。
But land is where they can settle down and they can establish their kingdom.
所以这一个国的组成功，从撒母耳记上一直到列王记上第十章。
Now how this country, I mean how this kingdom came into being, you can look it into the books of Samuel and the Kings.
等到列王记上第十一章的时候
，But when you read till the first king, 11th chapter,
所罗门的儿子耶罗波安的时候
，You will find that Jeroboam,
这个国家就分裂成为两个了。
This kingdom was divided up into two
kingdoms. 北边的以色列国，南边的犹大国。
In north they have Israel, and in the south they have Judah.
他们就渐渐离弃了耶和华。
And gradually they depart from their God.
所以这一个国家不光是分裂，并且是渐渐的衰败。
So we say their kingdom was not only divided, but they also became poorer and weak.
到了列王记下的时候，我们会看见说，他们北方的以色列国和南方的犹大国都被掳到巴比伦去了。
In the second book of the Kings, you'll find that even in the north, the kingdom of Israel, and the south, the kingdom.Judah both was held captive and taken captive to Babylon.
所以好像前头四个大的步骤到那里完全成为泡影。
So you can say that even you can say that after going through these four steps, forefathers and the nation and the land and the kingdom, and then all were gone into nothing again.
这是给我们看见人身上所有的软弱和败坏。
Now this is for us to observe how weak and how corrupt we are.
但是管理一切的那一位的神，他的旨意绝不会因着人的败坏而完全破坏掉。
But we tell you that.
So
the purpose of God will never change.In spite of human weaknesses.
所以我们会看见同以斯拉尼西米和以斯帖他们是被掳以后再归回来。
That's why in the book of Ezra and Nehemiah and Esther we can see how they came back and how they try to restore their kingdom.
在以斯拉记里头给我们看见他们重新修造圣殿。
In the book of Ezra we have shown that they were going to establish this temple again.
那主要一个领袖叫所罗巴伯。
And there was a leader called Zerubbabel.
然后第二个文士以斯拉回来了，把律法书重新给他们述说。
And next came the scribe called Ezra, and he explained and expounded all the teaching of the law to people.
等到再有一步，就尼希米回来的时候，重新修造耶路撒冷的城墙。
And after that came Nehemiah, and when he came back, he not only completed the temple and also the city of Jerusalem.
我看看你们的脸呢，就好听那不懂我在讲什么的啊。
Can you catch all whatever thing I'm saying?
我怕我弟兄姊妹哈，中德华功夫也都圣经哈。
So I say, I really suggest that you have to study the Old Testament.
旧约里都有太丰富的宝贝。
Because in the Old Testament, you will find many treasures.
啊，这里附带的有一件是以斯帖。
Now, here's incidental. I must mention this: the book of Esther.
那就说到以色列完全被掳在外邦人手下的时候，神的大能还保守了他们。
At that time, the people of Judah was really taken captive and to the foreign country, but God's hand is still on them.
按照神说在旧约中所做的，到这个时候已经完了。
So, According to our observation, we say God's act or God's deeds.
神之所有所做的只有一个目的，叫人等候弥赛亚基督来到。
And all this action, all these deeds will just give us one hope that we have to wait for Messiah to appear.
旧约是一个影儿。
We say the Old Testament only a shadow.
乃是把要来的弥赛亚和他所有的作为向着人讲明出来。
That is to show us through that shadow to know the Messiah who is coming and he is to be accepted.
神是借着历史的演变来讲话。
Also, God speaks to us through the changes of history.
神是借着那些他们献祭侍奉神的方式把主耶稣讲出来。
Also, God tells us about Jesus Christ through the sacrifice offered and through the ministry, the ritual.
神也是借着一般的先知的话语把主耶稣讲明出来。
Because God also spoke about Jesus so clear through the words of prophets.
希伯来书第一章第一节告诉我们。
Now, in the first verse of the first chapter book of Hebrew.
神在古时代神是多次多方的效与立足。
In the olden times, God through diverse ways and many different people through different spoke to us.
仔细一点翻译，神是用各种不同的方法，用各个不同部分里面对我们的祖宗讲话。
Now to paraphrase it, God used different methods, different types of working to speak to forefathers of you.
而在新约的里头，就在他儿子我们主耶稣基督的里面对我们讲话。
But in the New Testament period now, God spoke to us through His Son Jesus Christ.
所以旧约是把这一位的主耶稣所该要讲的话，用很多不同的方法，在各种不同部分里头，神对我们讲明了。
So, in a word, the Old Testament spoke so many things, and all these things are later to be spoken by His Son Jesus Christ, God already spoke.
他许多的细节上事情所讲的，常常比新约讲的还要完全。
You know, there are many details spoken in Old Testament, even sometimes they are more precise than what we found in New Testament.
所以我们需要来读那个的旧约。
That's why we have to study the Old Testament.
第八部分。
Now I say the eight.
那就诗歌类的。
Now this is Psalms and Proverbs and so on.
就是约伯记、诗篇、箴言、传道、雅歌。
Job, the book of Job, and Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song.
这第八类的那一个五卷的圣经。
Now in these five books within this what we call Holy Oracle.
那是讲到圣灵、圣灵的经历。
What we can call that is a spiritual experience of the saints.
那就是五卷的诗歌类的圣经所讲明的。
That is the content or significance of these five books.
然后第九类的就是先知书。
After that comes the books of prophets.
这诗歌类和先知书的是掺杂在这前头七个步骤部分的里面的。
Now of course these two categories of books are incorporated in a, within this seven groups.
So, this is a 整个旧约的概要.
Now, I tell you in general terms what is the outline of the Old Testament.
那么我们现在就来看就是摩西的五经.
Now, it's time that we should study the Pentateuch of this Moses.
就是我们要来看起初的时代、立足的时代和以色列族的形成.
Now, we have to see this the beginning period.And the age of the patriarchs and the formation of the nation of Israel.
摩西的五经乃是所有旧约的根基。
We say this five books of Moses, that's a real foundation of all the Old Testament.
所有旧约以后的历史也好，话语也好，都是从摩西的五经里头延伸出来的。
You know, all the later teachings or prophecies and prophesying are all deducted from the book of Moses.
所以读旧约的人必须要多花功夫在摩西五经上。
That's why the Old Testament students must have more time to study these five books.
我们刚刚看过，在这个摩西五经都分三个大的段落。
Just now we have observed that these five books of Moses can be classified in three stages.
从第一章开始到十一章的第十节。
We say the first chapter of Genesis through 11th chapter.
这是给我们看见起初的时候。
This is for us to observe the beginning period.
我们必须要超越过他那里所记载的历史故事。
Now, we have to understand, but we have to transcend their historical meaning, or whatever we call it.
来看到在这一些故事的里头所记载的苏联的意义到底是什么。
So we can get a special insight even beneath these writings of that Old Testament.
我们不要把自己老是当作儿童主日学的小朋友在那听故事。
Don't always make yourself like Sunday school children just listening to this.
我们必须要透过这些的故事知道它说明的意义。
We have to read between lines and understand their deeper meaning.
我们会看见它头上一个大段落，就是创世第一章一直到第二章第三节。
Now the first part you can observe that is in the book of Genesis, the first and the second and the third chapter.
我们会看见这不过是一章多一点的地方。
We say this just a little more than one chapter.
然后我们会看见第二章第四节开始到末了。
And then the second chapter till the end.
我们会发现这头两章的圣经都记载神起初的创造宇宙。
In the first and second chapter, we see how God created the universe.
你如果要了解它里头的内容的话。
If you want to understand the real meaning of that content,
你就要问说，为什么一章记载过了之后，第二章又重复？
Then you might ask yourself why there are many things repeated in the second chapter, whatever is already said in first.
头一章给我们看见神在六天的里头创造了万物。
In the first chapter, we say that within 6 days, God created all things.
第二章头上三节到第七天，神就安息了。
And then the second chapter said, on the seventh day, God rested his work.
然后二章第四节说，神起初创造的故事乃是这样。
And then starting the fourth verse of second chapter again, he said, this is the order, this is the way God created the universe.
哦，神怎么用泥土来造一个亚当，把它放在伊甸园的里面。
How God made Adam, man out of dust, and how he put him in the Garden of Eden.
然后叫亚当睡了，拿出他一个肋骨，造出一个女的，就是夏娃。
And how he let Adam fall into deep sleep and then taking a rib out of him and make another woman.
难道摩西单单给我们知道一点故事吗？
Now, what is the meaning? Moses, the purpose only let us know this story.
圣经是非常的纯净的，比这银子在炉中锻炼七次还要纯净。
Now, we must understand the Bible is so purified and so refined.
他绝不会讲的啰嗦无谓的话语。
So the Bible will never tell us loose or unnecessary things.
如果我们要在神面前来看这两章圣经到底讲什么的话，
If we want to really understand what the real content of these two chapters,
我们会看见在第一章一节一直到第二章三节的里面是讲到神永远的旨意。
Then you will know, starting the first verse of first chapter till the third chapter of second chapter, you will find God wants us to know His eternal purpose.
第二章的里面乃是讲到神如何就这个旨意得到成全。
But in the second chapter, God is going to reveal to us how God is to achieve to complete such a purpose.
这就是关系到全圣经神到底要做什么事。
And this has something to do.With whatever is going to happen later.
神把这一本圣经给我们，一开头就给我们看见他在宇宙中要做什么工。
You know, God given us this Bible in the very beginning. God also let us know what He's going to do.
神并不是叫我们瞎着眼睛走路，走了老半天还不知道跑哪里去。
God is not such a God that He just want us to close our eyes and just walk for so long a time, and still we don't know where we're going on.
我们看看这本圣经这么厚。
Then we say this Bible is so thick and so big.
但是头两章圣经就告诉我们神在宇宙中要做什么，神这本圣经到底要讲什么。
But in the first two chapters, God already tells us what is His purpose in this world and what is going to do with us.
神来创造有就万有，有他的计划，有他确定的目标。
Now, in doing His creation work, God has His definite purpose and definite plan.
这在头一章的里头就给我们讲明了。
And this plan was so clearly stated in the first chapter.
我们为了省时间关系，圣经没有办法来读它。
Now, of course, in order to save time, we cannot read all the verses.
但是我知道基督徒旧约不一定读过，创世纪大概头几章读过了啊。
Maybe many brothers and sisters don't read the Old Testament, but the first and second chapter, maybe everyone.
好多人是读到出埃及记第二十章之后，大概读不下去了。
Many they just read up to the 20th chapter of Exodus, then they stop.
所以头上一段，我想大家都熟悉。
But the first several chapters you are familiar with.
他怎么来给我们看见神在宇宙中间的旨意呢？
How can this book tell us the purpose of God within this universe?
他先在头一章第一节和第二节给我们看见那一个的世界落到什么样的光景。
Now you look at this first and second verse, you know what kind of the state of world was at that time.
他说起初神创造天地，地是空虚混沌，渊明黑暗。
Now they say in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void.
So 这里给我们看见是已经有地球了。
So we say that there was already the earth.
而这一个的地球已经落到了空虚混沌、渊明黑暗的光景。
But you know the earth was so chaotic that it was without form and it was void.
所以这给我们看见神并没有在创世纪第一章里头创造地球。
Oh, you know that in the first chapter, in the first verse, it didn't say God created the earth.
神在创世第一章第十六节。
But look at this 16th verse.
那就第四天的创造。
It says about the creation the fourth day.
中文翻译说，于是神造了两个大光，大的管昼，小的管夜，又造众星。
It said that God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night.
你如果读希伯来原文就会知道。
Now, if you can read the Hebrew original,
它那里并没有说造字。
It doesn't say create.
这一个字应该翻作显明。
No, this should be translated as reveal.
太阳、月亮和星已经造出来了，但是神把它遮盖起来。
I mean, the sun, the moon, and stars were already there, but it was kind of folded, covered up.
第四天的时候，神把太阳、月亮和星显出来给人看见。
But on the fourth day, God unfolded, God revealed all these sun, moon, and stars.
是这给我们看见神要来创造我们今天所看见的宇宙。
So this is to let us know how God is going to create what we observe.
创世纪告诉我们的这一个地球、月亮、星是已经有了。
In the Bible, it already tells us that there were already the sun, moon, and stars.
那么我们会看见，虽然已经有了，它却落到空虚、混沌、渊明、黑暗的光景。
Yes, they were there all right, but they were without form and void, and they were really in chaotic status.
但是我们如果读约伯记三十八章第七节的话
，But when you noticed in the book of Job, chapter 38 and 7,
那里告诉我们神当初创造太阳、月亮和地球。
It clearly stated how God created the sun and moon in the very beginning.
那里约伯记记载说，那一个是神的众子都欢喜快乐。
It says that all the children of God really leaped for joy.
这给我们看见以前头一次神来造地球、月亮的时候，地球、月亮是到非常美满的光景。
That is to tell us that for the first time, really God created the sun, the moon, and all these things that were so beautiful.
我们再去读以赛亚十四章和以西结二十八章。
Then how about Isaiah, chapter 14 and Ezekiel 28?
我们会看见神创造了这一个宇宙的时候，是交给天使来管理的。
When God created the universe, He entrusted it to the hands of angels.
天使中间一个天使长就称为宝座前的基路伯。
And there was a kind of archangel among angels called the cherub.
这一个基路伯心里都骄傲，要高居他的座位与神同等。
But there was a cherub. He became hot in his mind, and he tried to get over the throne of God.
这就是罪的开始。
Now, This is the beginning of sin.
就因为这一个的骄傲的罪在基罗伯的里面发生。
Because there was such a sin of haughtiness in the mind of this cherub,
神就把他从发光的火焰中间赶住了下来。
That's why God drove him out of that fiery place.
根据启示录的十二章里头给我们看见，到撒旦堕落的时候，他的尾巴拖着天上三分之一的星。
And in the book of Revelation, we are shown that when this Satan was turned down from heaven, his tail dragged one third of all the stars in heaven.
我盼望你们要记笔记哈。
Try to take notes, please.
这是启示录第十二章，你回去要读哈。
Yeah. This last account I mentioned is in Revelation 12.
哎呀，我真是盼望了，有这样的训练的话，应该最后一天有考试。
Yeah, I hope that I can give a kind of test at the last session.
如果有考试，大家会记得牢一点。
Yeah, because in that case, you'll try to memorize hard.
那里是记载到魔鬼堕落的时候，就带着三分之一的天使一同的堕落。
In that place, it said that when the devil was fallen, he took along with him one third of angels.
他就霸占了今天的天空。
So he seemed to occupy what we call the heavenly.
他又霸占了当初所造的地球和地球上面的活物。
Also, he occupied the place called Earth, and also all the living things upon the face of the earth.
新约的里头就讲到空中执政掌权的。
That's why in the Bible we have found such words as principalities and powers in the heavenlies.
那就是说到和撒旦一同堕落的天使。
It was all these fallen angels together with Satan.
撒旦就是空中执政掌权的首领。
And we say Satan is the chief of all the rulers, ruler of all these fallen principalities and powers in the heavens.
那一个地球上，神已经造出许多的活物。
And on that time on the face of earth, there were already many creeping things and living things created.
但是被堕落这般天使所霸占。
But they were occupied and controlled by all these fallen angels.
我们不知道在那里发生多少的故事。
We don't know how many stories happened there.
但是我们却知道神有一天用水把那一个所造的活物完全的淹死掉。
But still we know one sure thing that at a certain point God destroyed that earth, destroyed that world with the great flood.
到创世纪第一章的时候，地就成为空虚混沌，渊绵黑暗。神的灵运行在水面上。
So here in the first chapter, in the beginning, it said the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water.
这就是为什么今天考古学家拿出一些化石，已经二十万年了，已经一百万年了。
That's why today even many archaeologists can dig out some kind of fossils or some kind of bones and say that there were so many millions of years ago.
你如果从创世第一章到现在去算的话，绝不会有十万年、二十万年的。
Now, if we are trying to count all these ages and from the first chapter to the first verse, then it's not only say 1,000 million years.
你如果去看地层、地质学的地层的演变的话。
Now, if you can follow these geologists and observe all the stratum of the earth,
你能够确定地算出来水流的时间绝不止一年十年的时十万一万年十万年的时间。
You can count out how the water flow in that earth stratum. It will not only say 100,000 years or 1,000 years.
早这里给我们看见，这是神头一个的创造所留下来的。
So we can see that all these things were left over.By the first creation of God,
神用洪水把它毁灭了。
Surely God destroyed that generation of the world.
在这个时候，神的灵就运行到水面上，开始他的创造。
But at this time, God's Spirit moved upon the face of the waters, and here's the beginning of another creation.
这从这里就给我们看见神六天功夫所有的创造。
So then we can see how God proceeded to work within 6 days.
我们就成为叫做神的复造。
Then we'll say we become the image of God.
那是神重新一次的创造。
We say this is the recreation of God.
但是我们来看到神这一个创造的时候。
But we observe in this recreation of God.
我们要问说，神来创造这些的东西有什么的目的？
Our question is, what is the purpose of God creating all these many things?
神为什么要有空气？为什么要有水分？为什么要有植物？为什么有天上的飞鸟、地上的活物和海里的鱼？
We might ask why there must be air, why there must be light, and why there must be living things and fowl of the air and all the creeping things and the fishes.
我们从新约里头以希伯来书、罗马书和哥罗西书能够确定的看见。
Now, in the New Testament, say in the book of Romans, or in the book of Hebrews, or even in the book of Colossians, we can find that.
神创造这个万物有一个确定的目标。
When God created all these things, there was a definite purpose.
他是要叫他的儿子，我们主耶稣基督来承受这些万有。
That was for His Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to have all of them as heritage.
用另外一句话来说
，In other words, I can put it.
他乃是要把他儿子，我们主耶稣基督里面一切丰盛的本性完全彰显出来。
He wanted to express whatever things inside our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ outwardly.
所有的万有只有一个目的，乃是彰显主耶稣的荣美。
All creation has only one purpose, that is to express the magnificence of our Lord Jesus Christ.
神为什么这么辛辛苦苦来创造，又在来管理这个的世界？
Why God so painstakingly created this universe and controlled such a vast universe?
他一直有一个确定的目标，到有一天的时候，万物在他儿子的里面同归于一，那就以弗所书第一章。
Well, He has such a definite purpose all along, because in the fullness of time, yes, one day all things will be in His Son Jesus Christ. You can find this out.In the book of Ephesians, the first.
哥罗西书第一章告诉我们说，要叫做基督在万事上居首位。
And in the first chapter of Colossians, it said it is for Jesus to have preeminence above all things.
他不光是万事，实在是万有。
Now, it's not all things, but all matters also.
乃是在。
Now we have been saved.
我们自己罪恶得到赦免，欢喜快乐。
Our sins are remitted and we are rejoicing.
但是我们必须问说，神啊，你当初为什么造我？为什么救我？
And we must ask God why you created me at all? Why you saved me at all in the beginning?
我今天为什么做基督徒？
Why?How come I became a Christian?
不信主的人每天吃三餐饭，我们也吃三餐饭。
See, all these unbelievers, they also take three meals a day, and I also take three meals a day.
不信主的时候活到七十岁八十岁死了，我们基督徒七十岁八十岁也死了。
Yeah, unbelievers, they will live up to 70 years of age and 80 years of my life. Me too.
世界上人说一个人老了像一个灯的油都点灭了，说这要熄掉了。我们基督徒也是这样。
Many people say that human life is like a candle light when it's burn down and then you're gone.
这是没有瞎眼的人所讲的话。
This is what we call blind people.
我们基督徒知道我为什么活在地上。
But we Christians should know why we are living on earth.
我基督徒知道神为什么来创造我，神为什么找了这么多的万有来养育我这个人。
Christian must know why God created us and why God offered us so many.Creatures.
为什么圣灵在我们里头一直感动我们，一直管理我们？
Why the Holy Spirit has moved upon us all along and also controlled us?
神有一个确定的目标。
God has one definite purpose.
乃是要叫他的儿子，我们主耶稣基督在教会中居首位，以后就在万有中居首位。
That is, He wants His Son, our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, to be the head of His church, and in the future, He will be head.Over all creations.
每一个读圣经的要知道，神所以把这本圣经写给我们，献给我们看见最后的目标。
Now, every Bible student must know that in the very beginning, God already shows us His purpose for the eternity.
为了这一个目标，神有两件附带的事。
Because of this purpose, God has two more things.
头一个，神乃是在耶稣基督的里面来创造出这些万物来。
The first thing is God created all things in Jesus Christ.
每一个动物和植物是把主耶稣基督某一个品格表现出来了。
Every living thing or every plant is to express one or two portions of Jesus' character or his nature.
在主耶稣基督的本性里头，有一个是尊贵的王权。
In the nature of Jesus Christ, there was such a thing as the nobility or the majesty of Jesus Christ.
这一点来造出来是一只狮子。
In order to express his majesty, then God created the lion.
神造的狮子乃是来表明主耶稣基督里头有一个是尊贵的王权。
The reason why God created lion at all, that is to express the majesty and the power of Jesus Christ.
在主耶稣的里头有一个是谦卑劳苦的佛子。
But then in Jesus Christ's nature, we find humility and long-suffering.
在这一点上，他就造出一只牛来。
In order to show this character, this characteristic, God created cow.
牛在世界中就把基督这一个谦卑劳苦佛子的品性表现了出来。
Now, when observe this capital, you can notice these cows and oxes. They really humble themselves and they work hard.
在基督的里头有一个超越在属天境界中的那一种的品性。
Again, in the nature of Jesus Christ, you can find a kind of characteristic that is beyond all things you can find in the heavens.
在这一个的天性中间，神造出一个老鹰来。
That's why God created an eagle.
神在主耶稣基督里头有一个纯洁正直的性情。
And then in the nature of Jesus Christ, there was purity and there was uprightness.
这一个的天性就造出一个香柏木来。
And because of this, there was a plant called cedar.
在主耶稣里头再有一个是依靠神的信心。
Again, in the nature of Jesus Christ, there was a heart and mind to trust God.
在这一个的信靠的心里头，就造出一个像那个牛膝草来。
In order to show this kind of characteristic, you find a plant called hyssop.
所以圣经记载，所罗门是极其有荣耀，极其有智慧的。
Now, in the Bible, you notice that Solomon, King Solomon, is full of wisdom and
knowledge. 他做了几千首的诗。
Yes, he made so many psalms and songs.
从香柏木一直讲到墙上的牛膝草。
He could tell about all these cedars of Lebanon and also the hyssops alongside the wall.
所罗门不是仅仅一个植物学家。
Now, we say Solomon, in a stricter sense, he is not a botanist.
他是超过植物学家。
I say he is beyond. He is more than a botanist.
不光是有植物的性情，他知道。
And not only he knew the nature and the property of these plants.
他那种植物的性情里头，把主耶稣的品格给我们讲明出来了。
You know, through these plants or property of plants or the nature of plants.He tells us the nature of Jesus Christ.
所以这就是哥罗西书里头所说的，所有的万有是在基督里面来造的。
That's why in the book of Colossians it said all the things were created within was in Jesus Christ.
最后也是说是借着主耶稣来造的。
And then it said through Jesus Christ.
箴言第八章里头给我们看见，他是做一个工程师，在神创造万物神的里面。
When you read the Proverbs chapter 8, you'll find that Jesus Christ was a kind of engineer working with God.
不光以主耶稣成为根源。
He was not only the root, not only the foundation.
主耶稣也是成为经过的凭借。
Jesus was also a step whereby the procedure can go.
所以他就成为最后的目标。
That's why it became the ultimate purpose.
这就是神在宇宙万物的创造里头给我们看见的。
So this is what God showed us in his purpose for creating the whole universe.
这一个的中心，你才能够把全圣经解开而知道圣经的意义。
Now, if you grab this central point, then you will have the key to understand the Bible.
那么我们会看见在创世第一章里头，神六天的创造。
Now, in the first chapter, we have seen that within 6 days, God created a whole
world. 在这一个创造里头，头一天要有光，就有了光。
In the first day, it said, there be light, and there was light.
这给我们看见神做工的方法，不是借着手，乃是借着他的口。
Now, we can find how God worked.He worked not through his hand, but through his mouth.
神说要有光，就有了光。
When God said there be light, and there was light.
神的工作是从他话语而来的。
God's work was accomplished through, or say, by His word.
话和物质好像是两个完全不相关的东西。
You know, word and matter, they are really distinct.
我想现在物理学家懂得一点。
You know, you know a little physics.
你知道，一直到爱因斯坦之前。
You know, before the time of Einstein.
物质和能量两个是不能交换的。
The matters and energy they cannot be exchanged.
现在能够做物质变的能量。
But today you can understand how matter changes energy.
还不能够做能量变的物质。
But we still cannot understand how energy can become matter.
这是原子弹的开始，是吧？我们都知道。
Many people understand how atomic bomb.
在神的话语中是从能量到物质的。
See, in the word of God.That means energy became matter.
神是无变为有。
God can make things out of nothing.
这个从无变为有是叫做他化，他化中所带的能力。
How can things come out of nothing? That is through the word of God, spoken word of God.
所以应该科学越发展，对圣经越能够相信啊。
So if we science were more advanced, then we can understand.
圣经给我们看见神来做工是借着他的话来做工的。
Now we understand how God worked. He works through His word.
而这样来做工，在人的感受上，头一步呢是光。
And for the feeling of humankind, we find that the first things was light.
从神的观点来说，是神说话。
But in the sight of God, from the sight of God,
在人的观点来说，他就遇见了光。
God spoke the word, but for human being, we saw the light.
对不对？我们每一个人信主都是这样子的。
No, every believer have this experience.
我们信道是从听道而来的。
See, how can we believe? We believe through hearing.
听道是从神的话而来的。
And the hearing comes by the word of God.
是神的话来了，到了，然后我们才会相信。
So through the spoken word of God, there was words, and then we hear and we can believe.
就我们相信了的感受呢，听见这句话，蒙见了光照，看见自己的本相，也看见这位主实在是救主。
So from the side of believer, as soon as we hear the word, then we see the light. We understand He is our Savior. We can accept Him.
这你会看见他头一天的创造，给我们说说神工作的原则。
So here is the principle of God's work in His first day's creation.
然后第二天有空气，把上面的水和下面的水分开。
And on the second day there was air, and through this air there was waters up above and waters below.
神总是要解决掉空虚混沌约面。黑暗的光景
because God must settle this matter of becoming void or chaotic.
撒旦总是要把人搞得空虚混沌。
You know, Satan only tried to make people confused or chaotic.
糊里糊涂的也不知道这个基督教信仰是什么。
And make many Christians even don't know, become sloppy and they don't know what they are
believing. 糊涂到一个地步，不知道人的道德的标准是什么。
Sometimes human beings are foolish enough and they don't know the morality of human beings.
我们今天在北美常常遇到这个试探。
You know, in North America, we'll meet this kind of temptation.
但神的工作来的时候，总是要把它分开。
But in the light of the work of God, we know there must be divided.
然后第三天。落地再起来。
Then on the third day, there was the earth, dry land.
这一个的落地起来了之后
，Now when the dry land appeared,
就可以有一个地方让神来造他地上的蔬菜和果子。
This is the place for God to create, see, living things on the earth and also plants and grass.
在这一个时候，必须加上第四天，把光体、太阳、月亮和星座显明了出来。
That's why on the fourth day, all this light, sun, moon, and star must be revealed.
这是给我们看见积蓄不断的光供应我们。
That means from God's side, there was light increasingly offering to us.
然后有海里的鱼，空中的鸟。
Then we found there are fishes in the sea and also birds, flying birds in the air.
第六天就造了地上的活物。
And on the sixth day, the living thing is special on the earth.
每一次所造的神都看是好的。
And for everything created, God said it was good.
但是神的心并没有满足。
But God's heart was not satisfied yet.
一直等到人造出来了，神看是甚好，神的心就满足了。
Until the creation of man, only at that time, God's heart was really satisfied.
所以我们会看见神的创造宇宙万有，形形色色万物的中间。神盼望所得着的主要的对象乃是人。
Now, you can understand, in the whole course of creating all these things, God has a very definite purpose, that the purpose is to make man in his image after his likeness.
我常常欢喜把创世纪第一章六天的创造用个金字塔来代表。
I want always to illustrate all the creation in the first chapter with the shape of this pyramid.
神所造的头一天的创造是个大的根基。
You know, the creation in the first day is like a base.
一天一天的建大起来，一天一天的建造起来。
And then more works are added upon it so that there are several works will.
到最高呢是人。
And what is the top? The top
人所以能够活着的是必须要有那一些的动物那些植物的培植
Because how can man live? He must have all these plants or animals to support his life.
这些动物和植物必须有太阳光必须有水分有空气
And all the animal plants they need.
神这样
the light and the air.
慢慢堆积起来，神的中心在人身上。
So you can understand all this heaped up, until finally on top we have man.
那么我们要问人有什么了不起
？Then we say, what is man that you are so care of?
你看创世纪第一章，看见人真是了不起一个。
Well, I see. In the first chapter, you find the man is so noble.
这我们会跟着神创造人的时候有三个大点。
You know, there are three main points in the creation of man.
头一个是照着神的形象和神的样式来造的。
The first is after the image of God and according to his likeness.
形象是知道神的性情。
When we say in his image, that means God's character.
你切切不要以为说天上的神跟我们一样有两个眼睛、一个鼻子、两个耳朵。
No, never imagine that the God in heaven is like us, have two eyes and two ears and so on.
哦，有的人说，哎呦，我昨天晚上做个异梦，天使把我带到天上去了，宝座上有一位啊，一个白须老公公坐了当中的，一个年轻坐了旁边的，都是两个眼睛、一个耳朵、两个眼睛、一个鼻子、两个耳朵的。
Some Christians sometimes tell some interesting story that well, yesterday night in a dream, I went up to heaven and I saw a man in a white robe with white beard and another smaller one sitting beside him with two eyes, two ears, and so on.
我只说这个是做梦。
I say that's mere dream.
神是个灵，神不是物质。
God is a spirit. God is not a matter.
神的那个的形象乃是知道神的品性。
When we say the image of God, that means the character of God.
罗马书第八章说叫我们磨成功他儿子我们主耶稣基督的模样
Now in the Roman chapter 8 you find such a word that God wants us to take after the image of his son Jesus Christ
这一个字在其实是一本的里面就是创世第一章的形象
Now this word is in the old Jewish Bible translating the same word in his image.
但是你绝不会看见一个基督徒长进，慢慢鼻子高起来，像主耶稣一样高了。
Now you will never find a Christian will grow till a time that he will not become higher. No, like.
那个主耶稣一定比我高，我只有五尺四。
Maybe Jesus, his stature was about 6 feet high and only.
是不是我们长进的主耶稣一样高
？And what do you mean that we'll grow up to become the full stature of Jesus? That means our physical body become like him. No.
我们在这里会明显的看见说这样的形象。是知道他的性情和品格的。
Now once again, I say that here in God's image, that means God's character, God's virtue.
我们刚刚已经讲过，神中主耶稣的品性中的有一点造出一个动物来。
While ago, I said if God find one point in the character and virtue of Jesus Christ, then according to that, God would create one animal or one thing.
所以我们会看见人在地上并不是最聪明的动物。
I can tell you that human being is not the most intelligent living in the world.
人的眼睛比不上老鹰的眼睛。
You know, the eyesight of a human being cannot surpass that of an eagle.
人的鼻子比不上狗的鼻子。
And how about the nose of human beings? And human nose is not above the nose of a dog.
你不要骂一个人是狗，我们狗都还不如了。
Sometimes we slander people and say you are dog. Sometimes we cannot excel God.
你会看见动物中间有许多方面的技能比人还好。
You know, you can find among animals there are many skills we human being cannot imitate.
但是人身上有一个特点是他们所没有的。
But in human being there is one special point. 能
主耶稣各种样的品性，我们都平均的有了。 不是特别某一个好。
Now, of course, we say all the characters and characteristics and virtues of Jesus Christ we have on average, but not all of them.
为什么神造了人是个顶尖呢
？Why God created man and put it on top of the whole creation?
因为只有人才能够把主耶稣彰显的全备。
Because only man can express Jesus Christ fully.
他不光是造神的形象，也是造神的样式。
Now he was created not only in his image but after his likeness.
样式的意思就是说，不是说人能够站得有两个手、两个脚、两边都平均。
Now what is the meaning of after his likeness? That doesn't mean that God, human beings stand on two legs and with two hands stretch forth. No.
这个的样式的新约的里面。
Now, when we say this after likeness, according to New Testament, means,
乃是特别知道教会的模样。
It's especially refer to the model of the church.
说到一个教会，那是基督的身体。
It said that the church is the body of Christ.
我们蒙恩的人是在基督身体里头做一个肢体。
And we have already.Who have already been saved and become members in his body.
而肢体虽然多，却仍旧是一个身体。
And though there are many members, but there is still only one body.
这就这里所谓的样式来讲。
Now this is what we find this word after his likeness.
所以在人的创造里头，有两件事情已经给我们讲明了。
So there are two points clearly stated in the creation of man.
一个是形象所表明的主耶稣的品格。
The first part is in his image, how he expressed the virtue and character of Jesus Christ.
是表明的主耶稣的教会。
And when he said after his likeness, that means to express his church.
基督和教会才是神工作最后要达到的目标。
So what is the ultimate purpose of God which he's going to create? That is Christ and his body joined together.
其他的动物、植物、花草全部是配备的，为着这个人类而造的。
All other plants and animals and grass and flowers, they are only supporting this creating world.
神造这个人类了之后，
and after the creation of man,
第二步就给他加上祝福。
In the second part, God gave them blessing.
要讲到生养众多，遍满全地，治理这地。
God told them that be multiplied and replenish the earth and have dominion over the earth.
这个治理这地就是管理天上的飞鸟、地上的活物和海里的鱼。
Now, when we say have dominion over the earth, that means he can control the fowls of the air and fishes in the sea and all the living things on the earth.
这给我们看见神所造的宇宙，以前是交给天使的，以后是交给人类的。
And we say formerly God created all things and that was in control of angels, but now is in control of human. Can be controlled by human beings.
这个人类是谁
？And who is this man?
这个人类就是基督和教会。
And this man signifies Christ and his church.
所以神在创世第一章就给我们看见了，以基督和教会作为他所有创造万有中最后要达到的目标。
So we can see clearly, even in this first chapter, it was the ultimate purpose of God to have Christ and his body put together so that he can enjoy all the creation.
等到这样一个人造出来了之后。
Now, after such a man was created,
神看着甚好，他就歇下他一切的功，安息了。
God saw it was so good, that's why he rested from all his work.
这就是说神的工作完成了。
That means God's work was accomplished.
那主耶稣在地上的时候，
When Jesus was still on the earth,
他讲过一句话，惹动了犹太人的愤怒。
He mentioned one word and it really provoked Jewish people.
他说我父做工直到如今我也做工。
My father worked until now, so I do work now.
你知道这一句话被犹太人听见是气死了。
You know, such a word should not be mentioned in the sight of a Jewish people.
头一个他说他是神的儿子跟神当了平等。
The first thing is that he identified the same way as God, he said,The Father is his God.
第二个，创世第一第二章明明讲神安息了，卸下他功了，主耶稣一直做工到今天。
And in the Genesis it said God rested from his work, but Jesus said God and the Father works until now.
所以你会看见创世第二章的安息，那乃是神旨意的一个目标。
Now you can find that the rest mentioned in the second chapter, that is the purpose.
真正的安息乃是在耶稣基督的里面。
The genuine, real rest is found in Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣到地上来，在外面不叫人守安息日。
That's why when Jesus on the earth, on the outward, he seemed not to encourage people to keep the Sabbath.
主耶稣说，人安息日是为人预备的，人不是为了安息日预备的。
Jesus even mentioned such words as, "Sabbath is made for man, not man for Sabbath."
主耶稣就说，我人只是安息日的主。
And again, he said, "The Son of Man is Lord of Sabbath."
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你们读这些圣经读懂了没有
？I wonder if you understand this word in the Bible.
你如果不来看旧约的话，你竟然不懂这些话的。
If you don't study the Old Testament, maybe you don't understand this word.
这就是主耶稣把创世第二章的安息日拉到他自己的身上。
That's why Jesus take this rest mentioned in the second chapter of Genesis upon himself, applied it to himself.
创世纪第二章的安息日是什么？
Now, what is the rest in the second chapter?
不是那一个时候的第七日。
Not the seventh day mentioned back there.
能知道一个人。
It mentioned about a man.
这个人属于就是我。
And this person Jesus said is me.
我不知道弟兄姊妹你了解了没有？
Do you grasp it?
犹太人读的时候，创世第二章是讲以往几千年前的事情。
Whenever Jews read the Bible, they will think about the time back there on that seventh day, the rest.
哦，神有六天创造很多东西，做了很累，到第七天他就休息了。
They will say that, oh, God worked for 6 days and he was so tired, so he rested on the seventh day.
人所领会是个历史。
You know, man can only understand history.
主耶稣说，这不是历史。
But Jesus said, no, this is not a matter of history.
这是讲到我。
This is mentioned, this refers to me.
主耶稣人子就是安息日的主。
The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath.
主耶稣把这个安息日放到他自己身上去了。
You know, Jesus applied the Sabbath upon himself.
神自由的主耶稣得到彰显的时候，神才能够安息。
See? When God makes Jesus Christ really magnified and is really expressed without reserve, then If Jesus Christ is not manifested, no wonder God will keep working till now.
希伯来书第四章更给我们看见了。
So in the Hebrews, chapter 4, we can.
他是另有一个安息日的安息为我们准备。
There is another Sabbath prepared for us.
我不知道你们读过希伯来书没有。
Have you read this book of Hebrews?
哎呀，我读希伯来书最难是希伯来第四章。
You know, that's the difficult thing was in the fourth chapter.
它是有一个安息日为我们基督徒准备的。
There is another Sabbath prepared for Christians.
用我们竭力进到安息。
So we must strive to get in that rest.
那竭力进到安息就不安息了吗？
You try to strive to get into that rest.
要竭力进去，要安息，你看吧。
How can you rest when you are striving?
我们好像真是都不懂的。
See, when you read that word outward, you cannot.
他下面说旧约的时候有一个安息日给犹太人的。
But then he said that in the Old Testament time there was Sabbath given to Jews.
对，大卫告诉我们。
And David told us.
另有一个安息日的安息为神的子民预备的。
There was another rest.Of the Sabbath day, prepare for God's people.
安息日就知道律法的安息日。
When we mention the Sabbath day, it was the day mentioned in the law.
这是个预言，这是个影儿。
That's only prophecy. That's only a shadow.
安息日所讲的真正的安息是主耶稣。
But the rest, the Sabbath refers to that genuinely refers to Jesus Christ.
所以到主耶稣完成救赎工作的时候，我们到主耶稣里头就安息了，不必再劳苦了。
So at the full completion of the salvation of Jesus Christ, we all get rest in within Jesus Christ.
只有当基督在我们里头充满和彰显的时候，神的工作就完成了，才是到了真正的安息了。
When Jesus Christ can express himself, can manifest himself 100% through us, then the work of God is complete.
我想这样弟兄姊妹应该了解了。
Now, after I repeating this, I think you can understand.
创世纪头上六天的创造，主要的对象在主耶稣基督的身上。
Now, what is the object of this creation within the first 6 days of creation? That it was to point to Jesus Christ.
所以这给我们看见主的旨，神的旨意。
Here we can understand the will of God.
那第二章里头又重复的来讲起。
That's why in the second chapter, it's a little repetition.
在这个的讲的时候，就给我们看见神的旨意怎么样能够完成的。
And in repeating this account, we can understand how God's purpose is being accomplished.
他先给我们看见人的创造是有三个部分。
In the first place, it let us know that in the formation of man, there were three parts.
地上的泥土造了一个身体。
Dust from the earth to make a physical body.
然后神吹一口气，那个气就是灵。
Then God breathes into us.
到这一个灵进到我们身体里头，就成为一个活的魂，或中文说活的人。
When that breath came into human form, then man became a living soul.
身体是在我们物质的地上活着的。
Physical body is for us to live on the face of the earth.
灵是叫我们跟神联系的。
But the spirit is for us to have communication with God.
跟神联系过了之后的魂来主持管理我们整个的人的。
And after communicating with God, we get power in our soul to control our life.
而神把这个人造出来的放在伊甸园里面。
And after creation of man, God placed him in the Garden of Eden.
所以园子里头有两棵树。
So there were two trees especially.
一个是生命树，一个是分别三个树。
One was tree of life, the other one the tree of bad knowledge of.
这有一条河从伊甸园流过。
And there was a river flowing from among the.
流过了伊甸园的时候，就分作四道河。
And after running through the middle of the garden, then it became four.
他说在河里头有金子，有珍珠，有银子啊，有宝石。
He stated that.Within this river, you can find gold, or you can have precious stones and diamonds and so on.
哎，我们会看见摩西讲这些做什么
？And we think, why Moses stated all these things?
如果我们稍微一点科学头脑的话，这个是简直不合理的。
If you think you have some scientific mind, you say this is quite unreasonable.
你从河里头能够找得到金子，找得到宝石，你绝不找不到珍珠的。
You may find, say, gold or a precious stone in the river, but how can you find pearls?
珍珠在哪里
Now, where can you find pearls?
珍珠是在海里头，没有在河里面的。
You say pearls can be found only in the sea.
你全世界到哪个河里都找到珍珠吗
Yes, everywhere you go, any river in the world, can you find any pearls? No.
那么为什么缘故呢
But why?、
Here? 为什么记得有条河从伊甸园流过，流出金子、珍珠和宝石来
？But here was a river.Flowing through the Garden of Eden and then produce pearls.
但你如果把全圣经读过的话
But after you read through all the Bible,
到了圣经最后第二章里头看见金子、珍珠和宝石
Then in the last two chapters, I mean the second chapter in the last book, you can find it's mentioned again gold and precious stone and pearls.
你会看见这是圣城新耶路撒冷
Oh, it's the holy city, New Jerusalem.
城是金经造的。
So, that's why we make a pure fine gold.
街道是金子像透明的玻璃一样。
And all the streets were like glass and crystal clear.
每一个城门呢是一个珍珠。
And all the gates were made of pearls.
城墙是一个宝石。
And the city wall was precious stone.
所以你会看见圣经第二章和最后第二章遥遥相对的。
So now you can find a clear contrast between the first, I mean the second chapter of Genesis and the 21st chapter of Revelation.
这给亚当夏娃看见。
Now Adam and Eve saw this.
你不过是泥土所造的一个人。
You are only a man out of dust.
但是你如果要达到神的目标的话
But if you can measure up to the purpose of God
你必须改变成为金子、珍珠和宝石
You must change and become like pearl, like a precious stone, like gold.
在创世第二章都散漫的金子和宝石累积在一起了就成为圣城型耶路撒冷了
You know,While in the second chapter of Genesis, all these precious stone and gold and pearl, they are scattered.
你亚当夏娃要不要这样
They are put together. How about Adam and Eve?
你如果要的话，必须有一条河从圣中那个伊甸园流过。
If you want to get to this final purpose, then you have to have this river flowing through the Garden of Eden.
这我们今天的话来说。
Now, to use a word.
你必须让圣灵从这个生命树的基督那里流通在我们的身上，就我们这个泥土所造的人成为金子、珍珠和宝石。
You must let the flow of the Holy Spirit coming from the tree of life and get into you and through you so that you can produce gold, precious stone, and become pearls.
是创世第一章给我们看见。
So, in the first chapter of Genesis,
神永远的旨意要在人身上显出主耶稣的模样来。
God's eternal purpose upon human beings is for human beings to manifest the fullness and magnificence of Jesus Christ.
创世第二章给我们看见。
And in the second chapter of Genesis,
人怎么能够彰显主耶稣的荣美？
How can man manifest the magnificence of Jesus Christ?
借着圣灵把耶稣基督的生命在我们身上流过而流出来的。
Only through the flowing of Holy Spirit from Jesus Christ in us and through us.
你如果看见圣经中所记载的物件的物质的话，
Now if you can observe all the matters or vessel mentioned in the Bible.
等到摩西在旷野找会幕，所大卫和所罗门找圣殿。
Say how when Moses was creating this tabernacle in the wilderness or Solomon.We're building the temple for God.
等到保罗的哥林多前书第三章里头讲金银宝石。
And then you remember the word of Paul in the third chapter of First Corinthians, how he says the gold and the precious stone and the silver.
你会看见珍珠没有了，多一个银子了。
See, you find pearl was not mentioned, but there is another one, silver.
摩西的会幕是金子、银子、宝石。
Now in the tabernacle of Moses, there was gold and.There were gold and silver and precious stone.
大卫的圣殿也是这样。
And in the temple of David or Solomon also.
保罗所讲的教训也是这样。
And in Paul's teaching.
这是为什么缘故？
Why was it?
因为银子在圣经里都是讲到赎命的银子。
Because whenever silver is mentioned, that means to sacrifice.
这就是告诉人已经堕落了之后，需要主耶稣出重大的代价，把我们救赎回来。
That means after the degradation of human being, after human being fell, and they must be redeemed back by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ.
珍珠是什么？
And what is a pearl?
珍珠就是一个蚌壳受伤离开了之后。
You know that shell when it got a hurt and has a break in that shell.
所以里头就分泌一些东西，就凝结起来成为珍珠。
That living shell will secrete something, and that something will become a kind of a pearl.
所以希伯来书说，主耶稣从创世以来被杀的羔羊。
That's why in the book of Hebrews it was mentioned Jesus was slain even before the foundation of the world.
人即使不犯罪，主耶稣还是要钉十字架的。
Even before man would not sin, Jesus must be put a nail on the cross.
这个钉十字架乃是他受伤了，让他神圣的生命流露出来，这个叫做珍珠。
Because of being nailed on his cross and his body was broken and his life flows out and this is the production of pearl.
但是以后人有了罪了。
But you know, afterward man becomes sinful.
所以他钉十字架不光流出他的生命来，他并且流出他的宝血来，赎我们的罪。
That's why when Jesus was nailed on the cross, he not only poured out his life,But he even shed his blood.
所以的这个缘故，他是讲银子，而不是讲珍珠。
So because of that mention, there is a mention of silver.
但是创世纪第二章人还没有堕落之前。
But you know, in the second chapter of Genesis, that was before the fall of man.
他讲金子、珍珠和宝石。
He said gold and pearls and precious stones.
等到所有神的工作完成的时候，还是金子、珍珠和宝石。
And again, after the whole completion of God's work, these three things are mentioned: gold, precious stone, and pearl.
所以创世纪第二章给我们看见。
So again, we say in the second chapter of Genesis,
神在人上的工作怎么完成的?
How God perfect His work on man.
是借着圣灵把生命流通, 叫一个泥土所造的人成为金子、珍珠和宝石。
That is by the flow of the Holy Spirit from Jesus Christ to come upon human being and in Him and through Him to produce pearl.
但这个还不够。
But this is not enough.
它必须是基督和教会。
Must become Christ and His church.
以弗所第三章里头给我们看见说,
In Ephesians chapter 3, we see
最后一节说, 愿他在基督和教会里得着了荣耀。
It said, May He be glorified in Christ and His church.
基督如果得不到教会的话, 他的宇宙的工作不能够完成。
If Christ cannot get His church, then His work is not accomplished.
但这个教会是怎么来的?
But how came this church?
这个教会乃是基督身体里头的东西。
No, this church is the very thing of the body of Jesus Christ Himself.
所以神叫亚当来看所有神所造的万物, 看他有没有神他的配偶。
That's why God let Adam find among all these created beings if he can find his helpmeet.
亚当看见没有一个是他要的。
And Adam didn't find any help for him.
神就叫他沉睡了。
That's why God let him fall into deep sleep.
拿出一根肋骨照着亚夏娃。
And God took a rib out of his body and made Eve.
这什么叫做教会?
So what is the church?
教会不是基督身外之物。
Church is not something outside of Jesus Christ.
教会呢是基督里面的肋骨所造成功的。
Now, Church was formed out from the rib of Jesus Christ.
教会必须是出自于基督，以基督当作内容的。
Church must come out of Jesus Christ. Church must have the content of Jesus Christ.
有这样一个的教会，像夏娃一样，就成为基督的帮助。
If such church is formed like Adam, like Eve was formed, then he can become a helpmeet for Christ.
创世纪说，神说那个人独居不好，我要造一个配偶帮助他。
In the second chapter, God said that it is not good that a man should live alone. I must find a helpmeet for him.
基督必须借着教会显出他的荣耀来。
Christ must manifest His glory and magnificence through His church.
新约给我们看见的。
In the New Testament, we can see.
当到神的众子显出神的荣耀的时候,
when all the sons of God manifest all His glory,
然后神所造的形形色色的万有就脱离虚空的瑕疵，也要享受神儿女自由的荣耀。
Then at that time, all the creation will get up all this control of corruption in the world, and they can enjoy the liberty of the sons of God.
我要考你们，这个是新约什么地方啊？
Now, what is this mentioned? Where is this mentioned in the New Testament? Can anybody tell me?
万物活在虚空之下，不是他自己愿意的。
All the creation are groaning under the yoke of corrupted.
他也要享受生儿女自由的荣耀。
All the creation are waiting to enjoy the liberty of the glory of the sons of God.
在哪里啊？ 罗马八章, 对。
Yes, Romans chapter 8.
这罗马八章就给我们看见了。
So in Romans chapter 8, we can find it out.
必须等到基督得到教会的教会中显出荣耀。
We must wait till Christ has His church and through His church manifests His glory.
然后透过教会所有天上的飞鸟、地上的活物都一同进到神荣耀的里面。
And through His church alone, all the things, see, flowers of the air or the living thing on the earth can come into God's glory.
不要注意啊。
But here we have to pay attention.
到最后没有海中的鱼。
Yeah. How about sea? How about the fish in the sea?
你知道圣经里创世第一章的神的动物学分类和今天的地上的分类不一样的。
You know, in the first chapter of Genesis, how they classify all these living things, they are different from what they are.
圣经中的分类在动物学天上的飞鸟。
Now in the Bible, it first mentioned about the fowl of the air.
地上活的东西分作三类。
And then living thing on the earth, there are three classes.
一类是牲畜。
The first class is what they call cattle.
第二类则是野兽或者是活物。
And the second class is wild beast.
第三类是人类。
And the third thing is human being.
是地上的。
They belong to.
还有一个就海里头的鱼。
Another one is fish in the ocean.
是创世第一章的动物学把所有动物分成五类。
So in the first chapter of Genesis, there are five classes of animals living.
人类是预表基督的。
And human beings represent Christ.
但是海里头的鱼预表撒旦和跟随撒旦的一切邪灵。
But all the fish in the ocean, they represent or they typify Satan and all his followers.
所以到启示录末了，不再有海了。
That's why toward the end of the book of Revelation, there was no more ocean, no more sea.
我是很爱吃鱼的，到新天新地没有鱼吃了。
You know, I personally, I'm fond of fish, but I cannot fish.
所以你会看见是主耶稣基督的荣耀透过了教会。叫天上的飞鸟，地上的活物，都彰显神的荣耀。
So you see that Christ through His church will let all the living things, say, birds in the air and living things on the earth, to be in Him.
所以你会看见创世第二章给我们看见神的旨意怎么完成的。
Now, once again, we can see how the purpose of God was worked out in the second chapter of Genesis.
神的旨意的完成是借着河的流通。把生命树的生命流通出来。
The accomplishment of God's purpose, as stated in the second chapter, is through the flowing of river.
叫泥土所造的人成为金子、珍珠和宝石。
So that through that flow, the man made out of dust can produce gold, precious stone, and pearl.
啊，这一个人呢是指到基督与教会来说的。
And what is this man? This refers to Christ and His church.
头两章就把神的旨意和神工作的完成告诉我们。
So you see, in these beginning two chapters, we have already been told the purpose of God and how He works out His purpose.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果我们看见这一些的话
，Dear brothers and sisters.If you can grasp all these things,
我们会知道我们基督徒人生的意义是什么。
Then you can really understand the meaning, the significance of Christians.
神所以叫我活在地上，只有一个目的，让基督在我身上彰显出来。
The reason why God placed me on the earth for me to live is for me to express the magnificence of Jesus Christ.
而这一个工作的完成
，and for the completion of this work.
必须让圣灵每一天就是我们读经祷告的生活流通在我们的里面。
We have to depend through the flowing of the Holy Spirit in and through us by prayer and the scripture study.
就我们磨成功主耶稣的模样。
So that we can be molded like the image of Jesus Christ.
当我这样渐渐磨成功主耶稣模样的时候，
And as we are gradually molded into thisimage of Christ,
我是一定活在教会中间和弟兄姊妹们一起的侍奉中。
I will know I must live within the church among brothers and sisters. Together, we will minister.
不是我一个人做一个属灵的大汉，做个特别属灵的人。
Never imagine that I myself, an individual, I can become a superman or a super leader among the brethren.
乃是整个教会充满了基督的时候。神的旨意才能够完成。
But the whole church, without exception, must be filled with the Holy Spirit. At that time only can the purpose of God be accomplished.
我们去读整个的圣经，就在这一个目标里头来读的。
So, in order to understand the whole Bible, you have to grasp this purpose. Then
我今天只能够讲到这里了。
Now, tonight, I think I can stop here.
我真不知道这一次能不能把摩西五经讲完。
I don't know if I can finish all the five books of Moses.
但是我好不好要求弟兄姊妹，你明天来聚会之前
，But once again, may I ask brother and sister before you come to meeting tomorrow?
能够把创世纪翻一翻，好不好
？How about just page through the book of Genesis?
当然，我不可能要求你们把它读一遍。
Of course, I cannot ask you to read closely.
但是把它翻一翻，大体是能够知道。
But how about just look through this book of Genesis?
我想，如果这样的话，我们来读更加的有用。
If you are through with this book, then I think we can proceed.
我们低头，祝弟兄带我们最后的祷告。
Brother, to lead us in prayer.